reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples, gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them in this way. Do not go into the pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The gospel of the Lord. Today's gospel, we see the calling of the 12, and they're being sent out in stages. First to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and after Jesus will have been raised from the dead, to all the nations. The progressive stage of God's plan and the patience with which it is carried out step by step. That the Lord's plan, he always knows the moves on the chessboard. Sometimes we can't see it and we would become impatient and a little bit angry, but it's important for us to grasp. Return to that in a second. Second thing we see when he sends out these apostles, we'll see it even accentuated in tomorrow morning's gospel, that he sent them out to do two things, to preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, but also to heal, to cure of demons, to heal of sickness. A lot of the times when we think about the preaching or the teaching of the church, we think mainly about doctrine, but one of the most important ways the teaching of the reality of what God wants to do in the church is done, is through this healing, so that people recognize it's not just a burden of stuff to follow, but it's a way that brings us exactly what we need, always to have hope, to go on, to receive God's love and joy. We see those two elements linked, today's first reading, and in the saint we celebrate today. The greatest healing of all we can bring to someone who is in need of forgiveness is that balm of forgiveness. And there is something really important about Christianity with that. I received an email yesterday from someone who was reading Haaretz, which is one of the major Jerusalem newspapers, which it was reviewing best-selling book by a Jewish rabbi that describes that the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill, only pertains, so this rabbi claims, to the killing of fellow Jews. If you want to kill some Muslims, go for it. And I wrote back and said, you know, this is a similar thing to the Quran, that there's something totally different about killing a fellow brother of Islam and killing an infidel. And I said, how needed Christianity is, in which we not only love others, including enemies, but recognize that duty to forgive. Because many of the times these false interpretations of what God would be wanting are coming from the injuries people harbor on the inside. In today's first reading, we see the progressive stages of God's plan for the salvation of Israel. It came through the evil the 11 sons of Jacob, or the 10 at the time, did to Joseph, selling him into slavery, getting rid of him because he was Jacob's favorite. But then the Lord brought him to Egypt, raised him, let his virtues show, and he became the governor of the whole region and the person in place in order to help save his entire family and nation during that famine. What a beautiful thing that was. And we're going to see later on the incredible joy that came from the forgiveness of the members of his family when Joseph reveals his presence to them. It would have been easy for him to stick it to his brothers. He could have done anything he wanted. He could have tortured them. He could have executed them. But instead, he forgave them and gave them a process by which they themselves would come to repentance. It would have been very easy for them to just have been given food. But he imprisoned them for a little bit so that they'd be able to wonder why they would be suffering and to recognize that they were suffering justly for what they had done. That way they'd be able to appreciate the mercy so much better that was on its way. Likewise with St. Maria Goretti today. St. Maria Goretti was one who forgave Alessandro Serinelli, her rapist and murderer, as she was dying in the hospital. And then after she had perished and went into the Lord's glory, she came back in a dream, giving white lilies to Alessandro, showing that she forgave him. All that she suffered was, in a sense, used by God in stages to bring Alessandro Serinelli to conversion and to holiness. After 30 years in jail, where after that appearance of St. Maria Goretti, he became a model prisoner. He was released. First move he made was to her mother, Assunta, to beg for her forgiveness. And then the following day, they went to Mass together, daily Mass. Everybody was shocked to see them sitting in the front pew together, a mother who had lost her daughter and the daughter's rapist and murderer, or attempted rapist and murderer. And at the end of the Mass, Alessandro got up and apologized to everybody for the evil that he had done. And Assunta said, "If my daughter forgave him, how can I withhold my forgiveness?" Later on, they would sit next to each other when Pius XII canonized St. Maria Goretti. The progressive stages of God's plan and the healing balm of the forgiveness, which is part of our mission to bring together, these are things we must grasp. When somebody loses a job and starts looking in another place, oftentimes it's because there were people in that second place whom the Lord wants the gospel proclaimed to, and they would have never heard it unless one lost a job here. I mentioned the story before of a little girl whom I'm helping in Texas, who is suffering an enormous deal. The doctors don't know, even at the Great Houston Medical Center, what's plaguing her. But when she goes to those hospitals and she's becomes a pincushion for all the needles at 6 years old, has all types of tubes piercing her flesh, she recognizes that she's there because there might be another child in that hospital who needs to learn how to suffer in union with the Lord, or might be there in order to give hope to doctors and nurses as they've had a very long shift or in pain. We've got to recognize how the Lord uses events to try always to bring out good, even events where we suffer. Today, as we come forward here for the Eucharist, we see these two elements yet again. The progressive stages of God's plan, namely all of salvation history up to what Jesus did for us on the cross and 2 days later when he rose from the dead, as well as the incredible healing power of forgiveness, that Jesus wasn't just sold into slavery by his brothers, that Jesus wasn't merely stabbed to death, but he was crucified by his own, but he didn't punish us as our deeds deserve because of our sins, but he offered us that central message, that central healing balm of Christianity, which is his forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Through the intercession of the great patriarch, Joseph, through the intercession of St. Maria Goretti, may we learn these lessons and bring this mission forward